Welcome back, everyone, to the Xamarin Show, Snack Pack Edition. I'm your host, James Montemagno, and today I'm going to talk to you about a brand new library that you're going to love. It's called Xamarin Essentials. It's a set of core, cross-platform, native APIs you can add to any Xamarin iOS, Android, or Windows application. Now, what I love about Xamarin is how we build and architect our apps. You have a shared C# business logic layer, your models, view models, RESTful service calls, Azure integrations, things that are the same between each application. Then you have access to 100% of the native APIs and native user interface for iOS, Android, and Windows. Now, if we dive a little bit deeper into how we build and architect these apps, we can kind of talk about what else is up on the top layer besides, you know, our shared code on the bottom. Well, what often happens is as we kind of move down, you have some things such as sprucing up your UI or some animations, but often you're getting access to those native features and native APIs, things such as geolocation, the key store, compass, for instance. Now, what's great about Xamarin is that you have access to every single feature all in C#. So you never have to write Objective-C, Swift, or Java. You have access to all of the APIs in the native platforms. Now, to get access to these, often what you'd have to do to access them from shared code is create an interface. So let's say you want to get access to the preferences, you know, the settings of the application. You create an iPreferences and a get and a set. And then under the hood in your iOS, Android, and Windows platforms, you're going to have to then create NS user default integration, shared preferences, and application data. Now, it's great that you can do that, but wouldn't it be great if you just had access to these APIs right out of the box? So that's why we developed a core set of cross-platform native APIs, and we call it Xamarin Essentials. It offers, as of today in its first release, over 26 native APIs that you have access to from your shared code in any Xamarin iOS, Android, or Windows application. Things such as accessing accelerometer or different sensors, geolocation, clipboard, geocoding, data transfer, vibration, or even just the core file system. You have access to all of these in a single API, in a single NuGet that's super highly optimized for your applications. So instead of just looking at pretty slides, I figured I'd show you how to use Xamarin Essentials and build out a simple application. So let's head over to Visual Studio and take a look. To get started with Xamarin Essentials, I'm going to start at docs.microsoft.com and tap on Xamarin. Now, under the Xamarin Forms, Android, and iOS section, you'll find Xamarin Essentials. So here it is. Now, what's great here is it will tell you exactly what you need to do to get started with Xamarin Essentials with our full Getting Started guide. Now, as you're going through and adding features to your applications using Xamarin Essentials, every single API is here. So here's email, device information, flashlight, geocoding. They're all right here for you. So let's go ahead and build a quick Compass application. I'm going to tap on Compass. And what's great is that this documentation will tell me if I need to add any permissions or have any additional setup and exactly how to use the API. So for using Compass, no additional setup besides adding the Xamarin Essentials NuGet package. Here, it'll tell me a little bit about the API. There's a start and stop command. And then it'll actually show me how to update and get the actual reading information. So what's cool is that it'll tell me some additional information such as the sensor speed, so UI rate, normal, things like that. And additionally, any platform-specific implementations that have some quirks to it. So on Android, it's a little bit of a combination of accelerometer and magnometer, so it's right here telling you how to configure it if you need to. Now, what I love here is that under the API, you'll find direct source links to the source code and API documentation. So here, this will take me directly over to GitHub, the Xamarin Essentials GitHub. It'll show me all of the source code for Compass Android, iOS, and how we implemented it under the hood. I'm going to hop over to the API docs and look at all of the APIs. So here's the is monitoring, the start, the stop. Everything is right here, and you can get detailed information. Now let's head over to Visual Studio and actually see how to integrate it. So I've created a very simple Xamarin Forms application. Here's the UI. I have a grid and just a few images, and there's an arrow, and I'm just going to rotate it on the screen. And then I have a label, where I'm going to go ahead and update the text information. Now, to get started with Xamarin Essentials, I'm going to say Manage NuGet Packages. And here I'm just going to look at the installed package. So it's up available on NuGet.org, and we have all my normal things. So here's Xamarin Forms, and here's Xamarin Essentials. Here I've added the pre-release package so I can start getting access to it. I've added it to all of my projects. .NET Standard, Android, iOS, and Windows, because that's where the platform-specific implementation lives. Now, what's great here is that once I've added that single NuGet package, I can start accessing the namespace and all the APIs. So I've added Xamarin Essentials at the top of this view model that I'm going to go ahead and pair. And we'll see I have this heading display and heading property that I want to update. And that's what I see here for the image that'll automatically rotate and display text. So let's go over and actually start implementing these start and stop commands. So here I'm going to zoom in, and let's first integrate start. So I'm going to say Xamarin.essentials, and here immediately you'll see all of the APIs that you have access to. So battery state, browser, compass, connectivity, device information. And what's great about how Xamarin Essentials was architected is if you only use one API, that is the only API that will be included in your app. So we ensure high performance and that it's not going to bloat your application app size. So it will link away and remove any of the APIs that you're not using. So let's actually take advantage of that Compass API. And the first thing that we're going to do here is say compass.readingChanged. And I'll go ahead and add an event. Well, that event is going to be this compass reading changed right here. That'll get fired off every time the compass updates. Then I can say compass.start. And here it'll take in a sensor speed, which we learned about in the documentation. And I'm going to say UI since I'm building a UI application. Now to stop it, guess what? I can say compass.stop. There we go. Now, if I want to get real fancy here, I can also ensure that every time I stop, I also unsubscribe my event. So I only want to register it once. Now, on top of that, I can come in, and every time that compass reading changes, I can go ahead and update those properties. So here's heading, and I'll say E dot. There's my reading. And everything that comes from that compass is here. So today we expose heading magnetic north, which is the heading in degrees. So I'll just go ahead and put that there. And that's really great from rotation from 0 to 360. I can also say heading display. I'm going to set that equal to heading, and we'll go ahead and use that new heading property there, toString. There we go. Now, these methods need to get called, and in fact, in the code behind for my main page, there's my start command and my stop command. I can now run this on iOS, Android, or Windows. Now I've gone ahead and deployed this just to save a few seconds here in the snack pack. And we can see the same exact application running on iOS on the left and Android on the right. And what's great is as I go ahead and rotate the device, we can see the compass update. So I'm actually trying to do it in sync here as much as possible. And you can see that heading property change all really, really fast, even on just UI updates. And since I'm setting that rotation property, the actual arrow gets updated automatically. Now, I could do some things such as filter out small minor changes to only update it on occasion, and of course add some nice animations here. But here, I've gone ahead and created the same exact application between iOS and Android and Windows using shared user interface and core native APIs using Xamarin Essentials that I only had to use and write once. So there you have it. That's Xamarin Essentials. All the native APIs that you need in a single NuGet package and library that you have access to today in any of your Xamarin iOS, Android, or Windows apps. Go ahead and get started at aka.ms/Xamarin Essentials, and I'll have all of the links in the show notes below. And while you're over there, make sure you subscribe so you get the latest and greatest Xamarin show right in your inbox. And thanks for watching.